Buenos días a todos. Nosotros de Inglés para Españoles os estamos preparando 50 lecciones en audio de gramática inglesa. Hoy os presentamos la lección 35.
Have got.
Podéis bajar gratis el texto de las 50 lecciones de gramática en el sitio inglesparaespañoles.com. También podéis bajar, sin hacer login, 6 unidades gratis de nuestro curso de inglés en PDF y MP3.
Lesson 35. Have got.
Cuando hablamos de propiedad, familia, enfermedades y características de personas, podemos usar tanto have como have got.
I have got a new computer. I have got two brothers and a sister. Charles has got a nice and jolly character.
Have got se usa más en la conversación. Las formas interrogativa y negativa de have normalmente se forman con do, does y don't, doesn't. Forma afirmativa.
I have, you have, he has, we have, you have, they have.
Forma interrogativa.
Do I have? Do you have? Does he have? Do we have? Do you have? Do they have?
Forma negativa.
I do not have, you do not have, he does not have, we do not have, you do not have, they do not have.
Forma contracta.
I don't have, you don't have, he doesn't have, we don't have, you don't have, they don't have. Have got.
Forma afirmativa, interrogativa y negativa de have got. Forma afirmativa.
I have got, you have got, he has got, we have got, you have got, they have got.
Forma interrogativa.
Have I got? Have you got? Has he got? Have we got? Have you got? Have they got?
Forma negativa.
I haven't got. You haven't got. He hasn't got. We haven't got. You haven't got. They haven't got.
Las formas interrogativas y negativas siguientes se usan poco. Forma interrogativa.
Have I? Have you? Has he? Have we? Have you? Have they?
Forma negativa.
I haven't. You haven't. He hasn't. We haven't. You haven't. They haven't.
Have got. Observa las siguientes frases para comprender mejor el uso de have y have got. Forma afirmativa.
I have a large house.
Poco común en Gran Bretaña, bastante común en Estados Unidos.
I have got a large house.
Bastante común. Forma negativa.
I haven't a large house.
Muy raro.
I haven't got a large house.
Bastante común.
I don't have a large house.
Cada día más común. Forma interrogativa.
Have you a large house?
Poco común.
Have you got a large house?
Bastante común.
Do you have a large house?
Su uso es siempre más frecuente. Nota importante. Un profesor inglés jubilado dice, Cuando estaba en el colegio, 1951-64, have you se consideraba la única forma correcta. Do you have era considerado un americanismo vulgar. Y have you got lo usaban las personas poco cultas.
Have got.
En las siguientes expresiones se usa to have.
To have breakfast, lunch, dinner. To have a hot or cold drink, a beer, a glass of wine, a cup of coffee. To have a shower, a bath. To have a rest, a siesta, a little nap, a good sleep, a nightmare. To have a good or bad time, a nice evening, a good trip, a nice holiday. To have a headache, a stomachache, a sore throat, a cold. Nap.
Siesta.
Nightmare.
Pesadilla.
Sore throat.
Dolor de garganta.
Have.
Have se usa como auxiliar para formar el present perfect.
I have worked.
Yo he trabajado.
You have worked.
Tú has trabajado.
He has worked.
Él ha trabajado, etc. Forma afirmativa.
I have worked. You have worked. He has worked. We have worked. You have worked. They have worked.
Forma interrogativa.
Have I worked? Have you worked? Has he worked? Have we worked? Have you worked? Have they worked?
Forma negativa.
I have not worked. You have not worked. He has not worked. We have not worked. You have not worked. They have not worked.
Forma contracta.
I haven't worked. You haven't worked. He hasn't worked. We haven't worked. You haven't worked. They haven't worked.